Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And yes, this is the Talk to a Pastor program also. I just gave it a new name. I like the name Shedding Shackles because we need to shed the shackles of the past and getting better, becoming yourself, living your true life, finding your destiny, if it's a good destiny. I mean, it's an unlearning process. There's a lot of things you have to unlearn, a lot of faulty ideas and wrong beliefs, and a lot of listening to other people, to the so-called experts who are so knowledgeable with their knowledge and their degrees on the wall, and listening to the people on television, you know, the pundits, the news anchors and the analysts and all of those people, see. And the professors in college and the people who are get grants to do research, and they all seem so clever. And you've always listened to what they say. Not to mention the priestcraft and the clergy and, you know, the so-called experts on psychology and spirituality and the doctors and the psychologists and all of these people that have so much knowledge. See, they went to school, studied, read what somebody else said, and what somebody else said is they read what somebody else said. And like Mark Twain said, he said, the trouble is that what you think you know ain't necessarily so. But what they don't have, these people, because for the most part, there are some people who somehow hang on to their common sense, they hang on to their intuition, they hang on to their God-given conscience. But, alas, the link is tenuous, and when push comes to shove, they side with the authoritarians. They side with the ones who want to apply things arbitrarily. And they don't have any love. It's very simple. The human being was meant to live in God's light and grow like a flower, like a beautiful flower grows in the light of the sun. A light, the flower extends its leaves and gathers light from the sun and uses that light, that warmth, and that light to make more leaves and to make beautiful flowers and fruit. And the plant loves the sun. It lives in the sun, and its life is the sun. Well, what is your life? Your life is what? Is it from God? See, there are two sorts of lives. There's a life from God. In the Bible, it talks about Enoch, and about Elijah, and about Noah. Some of them were said to walk with God. Noah, I think, was called a friend of God. And how about Jesus and Paul? See, they had a life, a life that came from within. Just as the plant gets its life from the sun, so they got their life from within and above. And their inspiration, their understanding, their common sense, and yes, even their energy to move, to live and move and have their being came from within and above. But you, undoubtedly, if you're like most people, are cut off from that. You're cut off from that life. You only know it, all you know about it, about that life, as you've heard people talk about it. Most of them talk about it. They haven't experienced it. They just talk about it. All they have is knowledge. And you have you may have a little bit of conscience left. You may feel a little anxiety or a little guilt when you're impatient with your kids or phony with people. But otherwise, you're very far away from that inner life. But you have to find it. You have to come back to it in order to be restored and to live truly. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. One of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. If you had love, if you knew what love is, then you wouldn't have the kind of problems that you have now, especially relationship problems with your partner, poor communication with your kids, unfinished business and hurt feelings. You would hear about it. You'd hear about other people having such problems, but for you, it would be distant. You wouldn't be having them. And so you have to find out what love is. Where do you think love comes from? Where do you think the plant gets its love? It loves the sun. And the sun loves the plant. Okay? But you don't have love. Why? Because, well, two reasons. Number one, see, it was robbed from you. That's right, it was robbed from you by people who preceded you, foolish people, unaware people, ambitious people, resentful people, judgmental people. It was taken from you when you were a little child, when you were upset, and when you were teased and pressured by them who had lost it. See, they didn't have love, so don't hate them. The second half of today's program will be focused on recovery, how you can recover. And I make the point there not to hate your parents. Don't resent your mom. Don't resent your dad. See, they didn't have love either. If they had love, if your dad had love, then he would have been there for you. And he wasn't. Or if he was there, then something was missing. He's supposed to be stronger than the world. He's supposed to be the George Washington of the family, the Noah, the Moses. But he was weak. He was probably woman-centered. And so he didn't have it. And so don't hate him. Don't resent your dad. Because if you resent your dad, then what it does is it cuts you off from your inner ground of good. It's very simple. The plant needs the light of the sun. If the plant were cut off from that light, then it would begin to change. It wouldn't be the same plant anymore. It would become something else. It would have a different system of processing energy and it would become a fungus or something, a mold, instead of a beautiful rose. So when you're cut off from your inner light through resentment, so that's one way. The second way is doubting what you know in your heart. Remember the first? See, you're no different than Adam and Eve. You're just a Adam and Eve redux, or Adam and Eve all over again. Remember Yogi Berra talked about deja vu all over again? Well, that's what it is. You see your parents fighting, and you say, I'm not going to fight the way they are. I'm going to be happy. See, then you get into a relationship, and before you know it, there you are fighting just like they did. So it's not good. What you need is to find that light. So remember in the Garden of Eden, I was about to say, in the Garden of Eden, what was the first sin? It was doubting God. Doubting God when God said, don't eat of that fruit. That was God's will. He made his will known very simply. Just like a dad might say, hey, don't go ride your bicycle in the late afternoon. There's too much traffic out there. But if some kids come along and say, hey, what are you, afraid? Just, hey, let's do it. And you go with the other kids and ride your bicycle. Well, you're no longer in your father's good graces. And so Adam listened to somebody else, and he ate of that forbidden food. So the first act was doubt. And isn't that what you do, O ye of little faith? You doubt what you know in your heart. You doubt what you know in your heart. Your new life begins when that next moment comes, perhaps a special moment with your child or your partner. When you do what you know in your heart, instead of what everyone else says, and instead of the voice of anger, and the voice of rage, and the voice of judgment, if instead you speak and act with the voice of patience and love, your whole life will change for the better. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Wouldn't you like to have love and understanding to deal with your loved ones? Wouldn't you like to have patience, be able to say the right thing and do the right thing? And build bridges. Instead of burning bridges, build bridges. And improve communication. And be filled with love. Wouldn't that be sweet? Instead of resentment. Instead of hostility. Instead of bitterness. Instead of anger. Instead of grudges. Instead of judgments. Well, what is this business of judgments and anger and hostility and unfinished business? And what is all that about? And moodiness and resentment. And what is that all about? Don't you see that that's also a separation from something? Those are all compensations. If you were centered, if you were flowing from love, if you were close to the source of love and kindness and courage and honor and wisdom and common sense, see, then you would be close to that source. And wouldn't you know, Joel, wouldn't it be a joy to go through life and encounter different situations and handle them properly and handle them with grace and wisdom, see, and help other people instead of hurting them? Well, of course, that would be a source of joy, wouldn't it? would be a source of endless joy. Well, so how about now? Can't you see that you are somehow separated? So you're somehow separated, and everything you do now is an attempt to compensate from what you lost and from what you messed up in your having lost it. So without wisdom and love and kindness and grace and patience and courage, without those, see? And please understand, I'm not blaming. I'm just pointing out the human condition. I'm pointing out what no one has pointed out to you before. So you can see it, see? And so it's a wonderful thing to see, because now you don't have to be angry at yourself. You don't have to put yourself down. See, a lot of people are always beating themselves up. You don't have to do that anymore. Now you can see. You can see why you keep messing up. It is simply because you have become separated from your own inner ground of good. You don't even know who you are. What you are now is a composite of what the world has made of you. The people who teased you and were cruel to you and stole your lunch money, and the father who wasn't there for you, and the mother who screamed at you or spoiled you. The other people who deceived you and lied to you. See, all of it. You have become a composite of all of that because you reacted to it, but you couldn't help yourself. But you did. You reacted angrily, resentfully. See? And so that's what you become. The resentful, compensated person that you have become is a result of reactions. So now what you need to do is refound your ground of good and grow from it and flow from it and live from it. Okay? So what is this ground of good? Well, from it would come all good. And of course, you know what it is, don't you? You know what it is. It's your Heavenly Father. Remember, I talked earlier about a lineage. You see, a lineage. And now your lineage is from through your parents, through your unloved mother, your angry mother, through your failing father, and through all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's the only lineage you've known, but there's a potential of another lineage into which you can become a part of that family, be grafted in. See, you read the scripture, your eyes will be opened, and you will see. Okay, now how to make this happen? It's there. It's waiting for you. How do you make it happen? Well, you're not going to find it in a building. You're not going to find it in a book. You're not going to find it from somebody, no matter how knowledgeable, no matter how many degrees they have on the wall, no matter how many robes they have on or how nice they sound. You're not going to find it from anywhere out there. You have to find it within. Okay, you have to find it within. And the way you find it is to refine the connection. That's all you have to do is refine the connection. Well, what's preventing you now is a couple of things. First of all, resentment. The second thing is you're lost in the ersatz virtual reality of your imagination. So you have to learn how to come out of your imagination, planning and scheming and worrying. You have to come out of that and stand back. And then you have to calm down a little bit and let go of your resentments and your angers. Stop hating other people. Look, they're lost sheep too. And behold, you will be able to suddenly come in contact with that inner good that you've always yearned for. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Life could be good, and life could be sweet, if you could refind your inner ground of good. And like I said earlier, you know what it is. It's your Heavenly Father. I should say you know who it is. So, Father, you've never known. Okay? All you've known is your failing earthly father. Okay? Maybe he did the best he could. Okay, he failed you. But don't hate him. Don't resent your dad, okay? All right, so he messed up. Or maybe he was a decent dad, but somehow he still failed you anyway. Well, don't resent your dad, okay? Just forgive him. Let it go. Let it go. Make allowances. Okay? And your mom, your poor unloved mom, okay? Don't resent your mom either. Don't resent anyone. See, nobody's found it. Nobody found... If he had a bond with his creator within, or your mom had a bond with her creator within, then their life would have been sweet and good, and they would have been better parents. Well, you still might have resented them anyway, because there's a little ego. If they didn't let you have your way, you still might have resented them, okay. But at least there would have been less temptation. As it was, they served as a temptation. They served as a temptation, and all the others were compensated. The teachers were compensated. The coaches were compensated. See, the other kids were compensated. They too were hurting inside. So on the outside, they put on a hard shell, or they acted cool, or tried to impress you with this and that. See, it's all compensation. So don't hate them anymore, because they didn't have it. The magic, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. See, the great character they could have had. They could have been a prince or a princess. They didn't have it either. And they sort of sensed that they didn't. And inside they were hurting too, so forgive them. Make it unimportant, okay? Don't hate them anymore. Don't hate yourself either. But now having heard this, well, maybe you can get started. Maybe you can get started. A good start would be to get the little meditation that I have and give it a try. Learn how to become still. Learn how to live in the present moment. It's very simple. I show you how to become aware of your hands so they become a little tingly. Anytime you become aware of your hands, they become tingly. It's like biofeedback, okay? Very simple. And learn how to be in the present instead of lost in thoughts and daydreams and upsets and worries. So those two things will bring you back to reality, and that's where your creator is. He lives in reality. Okay? So you could give my meditation a try. I have a free one. And then I have some books. Do the meditation first. So you need to become objective and clear your mind. Now, the way you are now, if you're like most people, you're way too upset. Way too reactive. And lost in everything. Distracted by everything, including your own thoughts. So you need to come back to a little bit of more mindfulness. And then from there, you'll be in a calm state of mind where you can begin to look at things reasonably and objectively, okay? Then my books could be wonderful. You think this program is good? Wow, you should read my books. I mean, they're really good, okay? Could be just what you need. Some people are hungry for this sort of thing. Remember Christ said, blessed are they, or a heavenly attitude is theirs, those who hunger and thirst after justness. See, they were yearning for something good, something pure, something noble, something innocent, something true, something that doesn't lie. Well, when you find a bond with your Creator within, and you have found that. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if it's like a breath of fresh air, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I certainly did. A beautiful program, beautiful message. You can listen to it over and over again. I recommend you do. And some of you might have a question or a comment. If you have a question, you can call the listener call-in line, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and some of the messages even find their way onto the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.